a lot of what we fear is like, okay, we have to sacrifice time to embody this thing or to water this seed, or say that you are going to work and then you come out and you're like so tired and like you feel like you have to sacrifice some of your tiredness to water your creation, to water your relationship, like you're sacrificing your own time. Let me tell you, what has already been draining your time, what has been your sacrifice, is that workplace that is draining your time, or this idea of logically having to be in this place or do that thing. That is what is taking up and sacrificing your time, because all of that time isn't meant to be for that. It is also you to come back to you, to water you, to come back to watering your creation, putting in that 1% back into you to help you get to this lifestyle, to this creative career, to this journey that you truly want to embody and desire and pleasure within yourself.
In your divine essence, you shine. In your divine essence, you thrive. I'm your host, Riss, and you're listening to Essence Podcast.
Hey Soul Babes, welcome to the Essence Podcast. I'm your host, Riss, and in this podcast, I love to talk about all things creativity, all things healing. You can see me as your woo-woo bestie, you know, the one you get to come to talk about the mysteries of life, the synchronicities that have been hitting you, the pings, these downloads, or when you're seeing 1111 on the microwave or on the stove or on your phone, you're like, yo, my ancestors are with me, my guides, they are sending me a message. This is where we love to talk about that. But we also, me, my higher self, we love to have you find your essence, come back home to you by understanding who you are from your own core being. We're all unique in that way. We grow up in communities, in homes, in environments where they're molding and meshing us, right? They are putting us into this being that we are. So we take on these different things that we enjoy. Like for myself, I like hip hop music and I like that Bay Area mix, but I also love to get into my holy side and my light and just indulge and with my ancestors and my darkness. Like I really hone in who I am from the core of like all the layers of who I am. And this is my intention for you in this podcast, to be able to understand and accept yourself, to bring more love into the shadow, to bring more light into these places that have felt abandoned, that feel low. So raising that vibration is really what I would love from you, to like get you into that flow of coming back home to you. So I love to take on different guests and different people that can help you come back and understand who you are from every inch of yourself, from the dark, from the light, and just say fuck yes to all of you, you know, and everything you've been through, to know that it has made you who you are. But it does not define you, because there's a lot of things in our subconscious mind that are radiating something that we took on because we were sponges when we were babies. So we're taking on different personas and different ideologies and beliefs and limited things that came from our ancestors, that came from our parents. And maybe it worked for them to survive. Maybe it worked for them to be able to be heard. But a majority of that doesn't really resonate with us now as adults, as a unique being finding our own way through the light. And if you're here, I'm sure you're one to really love to indulge in your light, to be able to indulge in your creativity, and that is seeking this place of where you can heal more of yourself. You can come back home to yourself. And in this week's episode, I am talking solo. I am gonna get into this beginner energy. I know a majority of us, like myself, have a hard time being a beginner. I wanna just like go straight to being a pro, right? I want to be like that kid. I don't know if you've ever seen this video, but this kid's like in school and he's like with his textbook on his desk and he's like scooping all that energy of like all that information and putting it in his head as like he doesn't want to read it, but he does want to get all that info into his head. That's sometimes how I feel, right? I just feel like I want to be able to understand this, get it already, and get this ball going. Because I think, well, not that I think, but I feel, and what I've been writing down is that a majority of this is because I feel old. I'm about to be 30. So starting something right now feels like, yo, we're getting older here. It's taking some time. Like we want to hurry it up, right? Let's go. And when we were kids, it felt like everything took forever, right? But now everything feels like it's going by so fast. Like the more that you get older, you're like, time is ticking. Like we don't have time for that. And that's another block. That becomes a fear because we feel like we cannot go and indulge in different things because we don't have time for it. Like once you found your foundation and your stability and it's going. And if you have kids, I'm sure this is you like having to put a lot of your time and energy into them. So it's like, what about me? I don't have time for myself. Or if you have a work that is taking a lot of your time, what do you want to do with your free time? You want to be able to do other things like socializing or indulging in something like TV or your social media. Like you are really just going and putting that energy all other places except for where you want to really get it to be, which is maybe taking on workout classes, which is maybe being into pottery, which is maybe being a podcaster. It's like there's so many probably other desires you have that there might be a block where you cannot get to it, right? Because it's like your priorities, where are they? They are towards things outside. You need to get to everything outside to be able to provide, to take care of people, that it's like, what about you? There's no time for that. And on top of that, there's a layer of like social media that can really suck us in and like it's hard to get out. And we're like, damn. I see that on my phone. It tells me how many times or how long I've been on social media. And I'm like, why? Why do you have to put me on blast like that? But it's an awareness. Like we are really spending a lot of our times giving it to other people, doing other things. And on top of this layer of beginner, I've mentioned this in previous episodes, but it's hard for me to begin feeding my creative urges, my creativity, right? So when I was younger, or basically in the family that I grew up in, it was everyone resonated with this vortex of workaholic. They were like about their money, about the hustle. Like you need to put that first to survive. Like you got to make a living and your money is on your mind. And so I never really seen anybody else like indulge in anything creative wise, right? So like if we did, it was like at a younger age, like me and my aunts and people my age, like we did dancing or we did sports or, you know, this or that. But once we hit a certain age, like we still indulged in it in high school, but it was like, okay, you got to find your path, you find your career, and you got to get your stuff together, right? And that's the motions that we go in, not just my family, but like this whole society, we move through that. You know, you have to know what you want at an early age and get there. So that as an adult has become a block for myself because I see it as like, okay, well, if I begin right now, like that means I got to take my time. That means practice. That means like get the concepts together. And then, you know, this becomes where I may or may not get paid for it. So that other block of like, artists, you know, they don't get paid for their stuff, or it's this creative block that comes from these layers because we are not feeding our creativity. We put a lot of our energy and time into the logical side, into the side where it's like, does this make money, right? That's like number one. Will it make money? that becomes our block. And that's been my block for a lot of my own creative urges and my own creative pings that come through me. And in this case, I want to just share a little more of like my journey with this. So I've been taking on this DJ persona, right? Of like being DJ Riss. I started this like a year ago. And when I first started, it was fun, right? Like I was just embodying it. I didn't take it seriously. I was just like, yeah, sure. Like I will DJ at my boyfriend's Halloween party. Like, yeah, just pass me the aux cord. I downloaded DJ Pro and it did my mixes for me. All I was doing was just standing there looking like a DJ. I was just embodying it. But towards that transition of me getting into performing this year, so I performed this past October for another Halloween party that my boyfriend threw. During that transition of understanding that, like, okay, I want to take this DJ serious. I want to take it a little more serious this time. So I had used his DJ controller. I had the software downloaded. And I, 2 months before I was going to perform, I was like, all right, I'm going to get down to business, right? I got to get this shit down. I'm going to be the next Dylan Francis. I'm going to be the next Zoo. I'm going to like mix my own stuff, put my own thing in there, be my own little producer. And then I'm like in the flow of doing it. And then I'm realizing like, this is a lot of work. Like this is literally like, this is going to take some time. This isn't overnight. And time was ticking and I was like getting frustrated, overwhelmed. And just in the beginning of October when, you know, time was even getting closer to the event, then I started to see like, you know what? Whatever. I'm just going to make a mess. I'm just going to see what flows and what works. And I'm putting songs together and they like, you know, it's trial and error. I'm just putting them together, see if it makes sense. Like if it's flowy, if it's vibey, if it's too slow, too fast, like where does it need to go? So it's like you're playing with this. It's about the play time with it. And eventually the day of the event comes and I'm like, shoot, I'm like, I'm still practicing. Like I'm still not really there, but I was like, you know, it's showtime. Like I have to perform. And as I perform, I'm realizing that everyone there is not even worrying about if I'm messing up or not, if I get my cues on point or not, They're like vibing. Everyone's vibing. And then it like, as I see it, it's like, it's a vibe. The whole thing is for the vibe. It's for the pleasure, right? Like this is ideally what we're indulging in, is this like this pleasurable moment. And this is what it came down to, was like this pleasure. And as I go into now this present moment, I, of course, I don't really have a DJ gig going on or anything, but I do want to still embody DJ Riss. I still want to put in this like embodiment, feeding her 1% when I say, I'm going to say right now, when I have time, but, you know, feeding her. This is ideally where it's at, like putting in the effort to show up and know that I do have time for her. And so there's a layer of like, number one, wanting to be this professional already. So making a mess has been a block because I'm like, dang, I have to make a mess. I have to practice. So that's a block underneath, right? But then on top of that, it's this block of like, well, I'm super old already. I'm not super old, but I feel like I am internally, like I don't have time. Time is against me, that it puts me in molasses where I'm like, oh, like getting there, like actually putting it in or like doing the work. It like subconsciously feels like weights on me because I have to really put it in. And I do want to put it in because, okay, don't get me wrong. Like when I'm actually DJing, I like lose track of time. I'm like, woo, you know, like you're in this flow of like, of just time being lost and you're actually enjoying it. But however, to even before I even get into the DJ world, get into the DJ like creations that I'm doing, it takes like forever for me to transition into that mindset because I'm overthinking, putting a block of like, there's no time. And just a few days ago, while I was making this podcast, before I put this podcast together, I was drafting it. I was like, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? Or like, you know, how is this going to be presented? And as I'm writing, I'm kind of like, you know, journaling it out, typing it out. Then I go to my phone and I'm scrolling through social media, got my attention. Subconsciously, that's where, you know, we go sometimes. And I'm scrolling there and the algorithm, of course, already knows what I like. It knows that I want to be a DJ. So what does it do? It shows me all these DJs playing their songs and playing their mixes. And on top of that, I have my vision board as my background. So my background is constantly showing me that I want to be a DJ and I want to write a book and I want to be this person and I want to embody this and this. But it's like, that's not going to actually happen unless I embody it. Everything I put on my vision board is not going to actually happen unless I take the opportunity to sit there and put in that 1% every day, just 1%, just even putting in together a mix, you know, together, prepping before I actually put it on the software. So it's was that idea of like, okay, as I'm drafting this episode, I'm writing down, how do people have time for their DJing? Like, how do they have time to practice their DJ set and perform it? And then I put, I have no time. And then I realize in that moment, as I'm sitting there, like having a tug of war with my mind of like, okay, so do I get up and I go to Coffee Bean so I don't get distracted and I actually write, or do I DJ? I need to like hurry up and get this episode going because like I want to post one every month. I mean, every Monday, not every month. Well, yes, every Monday. And so then I get up from my chair and I go to pull a card because I'm like, okay, the icebreaker here, this person that will tell me is my higher self. So I pull a card and it tells me make music. And I'm like, okay, if that's not clear enough, then I don't know what is. So I get up and I start hopping on my DJ set and I start playing around. And at first it feels like, ooh, like I'm making a mess. It doesn't sound good. But then I start to get into it because these rhythms and these flows, like it's just starting to vibe, you know? So it takes that getting out of our head, getting into the space of like beginner mindset of like, you are going to make a mess. You are going to sound horrible. You're going to sound like just like a child. You're going to play. You're going to like get into this. So that part right there is something we have to continue to come back to and know that that is a part of the beginner mentality. We started when we were children as these beings that were just playing and getting into this flow of like, this makes sense. This doesn't make sense. This feels good. This doesn't feel good because it comes back to pleasure, right? It comes back to coming to this place of like, is this feeling good for me or is this not, you know? And when it comes to like our creativity, that's what it is. Our creativity is our pleasure. It is this place of like where we start to feel good. We start to feel good that we actually made this ourselves. Like when you're creating something, you're sort of like creating it with your own hands. Like, of course you have inspiration. Of course you have these people that you're, you know, you're sort of mimicking to take those first footsteps, but you're making it your own, you know, like you're flowing into it. You're writing your song. You're putting in that workout sequence. You're just getting the feel of it, right? And that part right there is everything. It's everything because this is you bringing in that youthfulness again. It's like the truest antidote to what you're feeling as this like old fart. Like you beginning again, you bringing your mind to learn something new. It gives you this vitality, this push to put it in that direction. So while we're here in this flow of understanding what is makes sense to us, like what feels good, we'll get these urges. You can be in tune with your gut. That's the same thing as an intuition. Like it's your body speaking to you. It's like the antenna, the like your soul within your body, like the vortex that surrounds you, this ping, this urge of like what feels good to you. You find the pleasure around you and then you start to feel it within you to start to indulge in it some more and some more. And It will slowly begin to bring itself around you and want your attention, want you to come in like and indulge in it. And it's the adult mindset. It's the like parental mindset. If you grew up in a household where creativity or putting fun stuff, pleasure first, it's like you don't do that, right? Like you put what makes sense, the logical, you put your work first, you put your priorities first. And of course, yes, there is priorities. Yes, you have to make money and provide for yourself. But there is also this urge for you to create and this urge for you to put your mark in this world, for you to put your imprint and your essence in this world. Your essence is uniquely you. And it is wanting to radiate out of your creations. It's wanting to see the light of day. It's wanting to be that next big idea. And it's up to you to be able to hold on, to grasp onto that and say, okay, I'll take this and I'll move along with it. It's up to you to be able to make that decision, to put in that 1%. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit here and talk about the 11/11 portal that just took place in this month, in November. And this 11/11 portal, if you do or do not follow numerology, 11/11 is this place of like abundance, new adventure, and it has this like lucky feeling, right? It's like there's like when you see 11/11, I see like my angels. I see this connection with my guides. It's like 11/11 is just a portal within itself. Like, ooh, I wish you all could feel this of like what 11/11 if you don't feel it. But either way, I do want to get somebody to talk about numerology on here. That would be so fun. So I'm calling that in to get somebody to talk about numerology with me on here because we can indulge in the 11/11 talk and all the synchronistic numbers that pop up. For me, what I feel the number that resonates with me is 44. When I feel 44, it's not even the number that I see, but when I feel its energy, I feel foundation, I feel stability, and I feel this place of like Capricorn energy from 44. So I love to put that like around me when I see it. It's like you have your numbers that radiate with you and that synchronize with you. And all the things that made up nature, it's all numerical. It's all mathematical. And it has its formulas that all make up this whole sequence of like this flower, of this person, of this place. Like it is all mathematically, it talks and it speaks. And so this 11/11 portal was embodying that. It was that energy, right? Like it was this transition, but even from like not even a numerical point of view, numerology point of view, it was also like the changing of the seasons. Like we are coming into this fall phase. So like things are shedding. Things are like coming into scene where we're like, we're seeing everything that happened within this year. Like this is this time where it's wrap up season. And as we come into fall, we are in this place of shedding, right? Like we are letting go of what's no longer serving us so we can get into December and start to hibernate more of what that energy coming inward. And at the end of December, we tend to manifest. We tend to put out a resolution for the next year, right? Like we are putting in this idea that next year we're going to work out more. We're going to move our body. We're going to eat healthy. We're going to be the best we've ever been. And we put in that seed, right? And then we don't really water it after that, right? Because we forget about it. Our subconscious mind tends to like have us go back into our old patterns and habits. So we don't really get anywhere. And we don't water that 1% of our new idea, our new intention, because it takes time to get into this beginner mindset. It takes like actually being aware. When you are a child, you are aware of like everything, right? Like you are sensing everything for the first time. So let's talk about Dory from Finding Nemo. Like she has short-term memory loss and she's aware that of everything. Like everything is for the first time, like playfulness. Like she's like, what? Oh yeah. Like, who are you? You know, like she's in this state of innocence always. And that's what they portray her character to be as. Dory's character is like, she's in this state of innocence. So she has short-term memory loss. She doesn't remember everything, but she's also in this place of like, always being a beginner to things, like always being curious. And though we don't need to have like short-term memory loss for that, it's always nice to have the wisdom that we have. It does take us being into our innocence, being into our vulnerability to take on that challenge. And maybe like we don't want to invest in something right away, or we feel like, what is if it doesn't fit us? What if it doesn't work? And it's all that trial and error that we have to put in to see if it will or will not work. I downloaded this app called ClassPass. And during my 1 month that I had it for, I decided to like take that initiative of like trying out new things I want to work out in, because the workout world for me has been a little bit wonky and wobbly, where I can't find something that I really want to indulge in. I did a few classes here and there. I tried out bar classes. I tried out this like other infrared class, and they were all really cool and I enjoyed it. But one of them that I really enjoyed was the Pilates. Like, it wasn't even just the Pilates, but it was like where the Pilates was. It was in Topanga. It was like so simple, and like the room and the people there were just like so holistically amazing. I don't know. I really felt like a vibe from them. And I also joined in a yoga class that was next door, and it was the environment. It was the people. It was the places. I was like, this feels like where I want to be. This feels like what I want to indulge in. I wouldn't even mind investing in this. So when you can have the opportunity to try out things before you actually invest in it, then do that instead. I know I did that for myself when I took on the DJ embodiment. I did a free trial. I did the DJ Pro and I seen how it felt. I was on stage, you know, embodying that DJ last year. And then this year I took it up a notch. I invested in the software and I already had the controller, but like it was these slow investments that you take towards that transition, towards even getting yourself to know that like, hey, you bought this, like you purchased this, like now this gives you even more of a responsibility, a priority for you to put that thing that you're investing in, give it more of an oomph, give it more of that 1%, show up to it. And of course, it's now that you are going to maybe change your perception on that, there is going to always still be that underlining layer of your subconscious mind, reminding you that you're an older person now. Things are going to need more time and more of your attention and more of your effort. And then there's probably another layer where you don't want to get messy. You know, like you were probably a child that was like, oh, I don't want to get my hands dirty. Or maybe you were told not to keep your hands dirty, right? Like your parent gave you already a napkin to clean yourself, gave you the broom and mop to clean the house. Like you were told to like keep yourself clean, keep everything clean, that like that stunts your own messiness. Like, of course, we want to stay clean, but there's also this place of where when we sit in our mess just for a little longer and like indulge in it, like we get to really let our inner child just be a child. And then we get to obviously take responsibility and clean it up and make it nice. But in the time being in like a creative aspect, it's okay to make a mess. It's okay to get dirty. And there is time. Time is infinite. Time is endless. Time that we see with our eyes, with our physical eyes, that is man-made. That is like us having to keep track of what day it is. What time is it? You know, but naturally, our body is going to get tired as soon as the sun goes down. Naturally, our body is going to wake up with the sun. So like naturally, without time, we're going to do these things, right? But when we follow this like linear way of like feeling and logically thinking, this blocks us because there's this place of like, okay, no, money comes first. No, we got to do this first. Like, no, we got to be responsible. But like us being responsible and us putting all that like responsibility and priority on something that's to survive, where's the creative energy? Where's the ping? We never even ended up when you leave this earth. Like, did you leave these marks behind? Like, wouldn't you want to leave your creations behind? Wanted to leave your footstep behind for your child to even follow? Or if you don't have children, but like people that are around you to follow, like there is always a legacy to leave behind. Your essence is a legacy. Your actual creative self is here to leave something behind. Even if it's just something very simple and subtle, that doesn't even matter. It's a matter of like you used not only your logic, but you used your creative side to birth out this like well-beingness, you know, like to birth out taking on this beginner energy. Like you're giving even way when you take on these healthier habits, you know, even again with your workouts, with your art, whatever it is, with your relationships, you are giving every even and a child and a younger person the opportunity and the vision to know that, hey, I don't have to be stuck in this rut. Hey, I don't have to be stuck in this job. Hey, I don't have to be stuck in this miserable relationship. Like when you become that waymaker, that breaker, you know, like you get to give other people the nice example that they can do it themselves, that they can move into their creativity, that they can water in their own things that they want to bring to life. So this is like the beginner energy. It's really just being able to come back to your childlike energy, to your child self, to know that where you start, it's not perfect. You're not a master in the beginning. And I like to talk about the tarot deck, how the cycle moves, you know, like the Page of Wands or the Fool in the beginning. Then it goes into mastery. You go into this place of like being the King of Wands, or you come into the last major arcana, which is the Fool. It starts and then it ends with the World. So at this place, you're like open, like you're wise to all that is around you and you've gathered. But there's also these minor arcanas. I don't know if you follow tarot or not, but and there's a major and minor arcana in the deck, and they all represent the cycle of life, of how you go from this innocence, from this Fool energy, all the way to mastery, and then you start over. And that is where you can start again. You can begin again with anyone, with anything, from your creative world, from your relationships, from your health. Like, you can start again. As long as you're living, you have the opportunity to start again. It's believing, getting your whole body, your mind, body, and soul to be on board to like what that beginning again looks like, and watering it. A lot of what we fear is like, okay, we have to sacrifice time to embody this thing or to water this seed, right? Like for my DJing, if I'm embodying this persona, sometimes I think of it as a sacrifice. Like I have to sacrifice what I would normally do to like get a dollar out or make money or like put it in something that feels like logical, makes sense. If I were to do that, like if I choose not to do that and I choose to water my DJing, it's almost like I got to sacrifice time, or say that you are going to work, right? And you have to put your work first, of course. And then you come out and you're like so tired and like you feel like you have to sacrifice some of your tiredness to water your creation, to water your relationship, like you're sacrificing your own time. Let me tell you, that sacrifice is not of your time with your creativity. What has already been draining your time, what has been your sacrifice, is that workplace that is draining your time, or this idea of logically having to be in this place or do that thing. That is what is taking up and sacrificing your time, because all of that time isn't meant to be for that. It is also you to come back to, you to water you, to come back to watering your creations, watering your own self-care routine, and putting in that 1% back into you to help you get to this lifestyle, to this creative career, to this journey that you truly want to embody and desire and pleasure within yourself. So it's coming back to knowing that you are not sacrificing time for your creativity. Your creativity is not a sacrifice, and it's not taking up your time. It is what is making you become a better you, coming back to your essence. It is like, what is the time you are to give it while you're here on earth? It's the time you're able to connect with as like, not only just with that thing, but also with your divine self. Because your creativity is also your spirit. It's also your relationship with God. Your God created you, right? Like the universe and everything that created the universe, like it was all created. It wasn't really all logic, right? There was a bits of creation of actually putting in this unique piece together. And that is what makes up your life and what you do in your life. It is part of your creation to put in that work, that time into creating your life the way you perceive it to be, the way you want it to be. And I think a lot of us, we get comfortable with the way it's already been made for us, right? Like it's already been made or programmed in us that we need to work this way, think this way, be this way, that we don't think of anything else, because it's like you say, like you can't teach a dog you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, you can if that dog is willing to feel young and to be renewed and to make its life the way it wants to. You can. But if you're a dog, you're not a dog. But say if you were a dog and you wanted to learn a new trick, you wanted to get a better treat out of your owner, then you would probably be willing to learn a new trick. But it's the stubbornness, right? It's like the place of like, we've been there, done that. We know what it takes. We know how it feels, that we rather not, you know, we get comfortable. And it's another layer of actually getting comfortable with the uncomfortable, like letting ourselves really see that in order for us to go out and grow and to make a difference, it starts with the uncomfortability. It starts with like this place of knowing that like, I might feel uncomfortable right now. This, for me, it feels uncomfortable sometimes to like take on my DJ, because sometimes I'm like, oh, like I don't want to be a beginner. I want to already be a master. I want to be Zoo. I want to be Dylan Francis. I want to produce and do all this like crazy shit with my stuff. But like, how can I get there if I have not even a taste of the basics? Have I not even like actually made a mess or even see what type of music I want to put into? Because I'm not all about the EDM. Like I love to get into the R&B, into the soul, into the hip hop and other parts of the music world, right? So I guess maybe this is where it's leading me to, is producing. But right now I'm really just indulging with playing with DJing. And there's always a journey that it takes you to. So it's just a matter of tagging along for the ride, letting yourself be a beginner, and letting yourself make a mess. Also, being aware of what you're carrying in your subconscious mind. This brings me to the song, Bag Lady, You Must... Something... Wait, hold on. Bag Lady, you gon' hurt your back, dragging all them bags like that. I guess nobody ever told you that all you must hold on to is you. So, pack light. That's the song, right? That's where it's at. We want to be able to pack light. So, being able to see your subconscious mind and what it looks like. What are those things that you've been carrying within this past year is a nice reflection as we are in this transitional phase. What have you been carrying of this idea that has limited you? Maybe you had a goal. Maybe you had a resolution from last year and it didn't actually follow through this year, right? Like, reflect on that. Like, see what you planted last year. And now, a year later, now it being the end of the year, what did or did not make it through? And through that process, you can start to see your subconscious mind of like, well, if I didn't do that, that was blocking me. If I didn't actually water my DJing, what was blocking me? Oh, it was this idea that I cannot be a beginner, that I have a hard time beginning because I feel like an old fart. There you go. Well, what can you do to change that idea? The idea is to be able to readjust my eyes, to be able to know that I have time. My creations bring me vitality. They bring me energy. They don't drain me. So it comes back to our affirmations. It comes back to the rewiring of what we're saying inside. And moving through the molasses of ourself being like stuck, like, ugh, and showing up to it. Because ideally we want to be there, right? We want to do this. We desire it. We dream it. But when it comes to actually doing it, we're like, oh shit, we got to put in the work, right? But we can change that. We can change it. We can change our perception. Just showing up to it. Talking nice to it. Talking nice to yourself, because that's where it's at, right? Like, that's pretty much where it started. It's like your parental self of you is telling your child creative self to, like, you don't got time for that. You know, it's sloppy. It's a mess, right? It's like this inner critic, this parental way of like talking to our inner child, talking to our creative self. We bag on it. Like, no, we don't want that for ourselves. We actually want to pursue this and make this work. And it will, if we give ourselves the compassion and love we need, and this outside of ourselves, it starts to become a domino effect, right? Because once we're taking this talk inward, then outward, we're starting to see this, like, now we got to talk to the people around us. We got to start to switch it up with our support group, like who's really supporting this and who's not. And we have to let go of our people pleasing. It's like there's layers to it. But little by little at a time, you can begin to just work inward first. Watering that seed within first, and then slowly start to show up to it and slowly start to pivot. And ideally, you don't even have to do all the work. Like, you just lifting that finger to show up for your creativity is already putting in so much work, because the universe is about to, like, shoop, do its best to help you stay in that flow. But of course, there's going to be sort of this past wanting to test you, because there are testers that come in our human experience, where there's going to be somebody that told you something real bad that became your block from the trauma before is going to pop right up. And what is your response going to be? How are you going to respond? That is up to you. How are you going to take it? That is up to you. And you will either spiral backwards, which is okay. Then you'll get up and learn again. Or you can move through it, bringing more compassion, more love, more heart into the talk you have, the boundary you set, or even just letting them go, like letting those, that person go, you know? So it's up to you how you want to move through it. And there is no right or wrong way. You feel into it. You listen to your body. How are you responding? How are you reacting? And that becomes your compass. That becomes you sticking up for yourself, sticking up for your dreams, sticking up for your desires, sticking up for your future. It is. It takes some strength. It takes some vulnerability. It takes some supernatural power to be able to move into this place of choosing your creative, honoring your creativity, choosing your creativity, and slowly but surely seeing the transitions happen in your life. And, you know, also the creativity being you creating a different pathway for yourself, creating a different timeline for yourself. So again, that doesn't have to be specifically with art, but it could be like with your health, with your relationships, with the relationship you have with yourself. There's like many layers to this, you know, even with your work environment, how you choose to serve this world, how you choose to serve yourself. Like, is it coming from your heart? Like, there are just multiple layers to this. So when you come to December, at the end of December, when you start to transition into 2025, you're already getting a head start. You're already getting into the momentum. You're going to go back to your, or start your resolution with more of this clarity, with more of this intention, like, okay, this is actually what I want. Like, this is like not playing around what I want. This is like, this is what my heart is desiring. And you'll start to see by 2025, slowly your life is going to transition. In the summer, by next fall, like, you'll start to see the momentum picking up. So if you enjoyed this talk that we had on being a beginner and enjoying the process, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe to my YouTube channel and stick around for more talks that we have, me and my higher self, and guests that I bring on. The talk about being in your essence and finding your way, trailblazing your way through what is and what isn't serving you, picking up the tools you need, what resonates with you, what doesn't resonate with you, just finding yourself through the motion. And if you would like to listen to this podcast on other platforms, I am also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So I hope you enjoyed this message, and I'll see you in the next one.